Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as today we are lifting up a young man who has been carrying more than most of us will ever understand. His name is Hayden Stewart. He's 21 years old. He's a 2023 graduate of McAdory High School, and right now he's fighting a difficult battle. It's a battle filled with multiple seizures a day, sometimes as many as 12. And these past few years have been filled with hospital visits, tests, treatments, and uncertainty. And yet, in the middle of all the pain and all the questions, something powerful has risen around him. People have shown up. People have been praying. People have been reaching out from all over to encourage him. And today, Hayden is here to share his story, what he's facing, what he's hoping for, and what keeps him going through days that most of us can barely imagine. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Hayden.
Hello. It's nice to be with you.
Glad to have you, and one of my dear friends is a teacher at McAdory High School. You may recognize the name Robert Knowles.
Yes, sir. I know him. He's a math teacher at the middle school, I think. Yes, sir.
He's a very special friend of mine, grew up in Hueytown, and Robert was one of those guys that would take me and my brother out to the movies, out to eat. He was really just a great guy to us, and a great friend, and when I saw you were from McAdory, I just wanted to make that quick connection.
Yes, sir. So he's a great guy.
For people hearing your voice for the first time, how would you describe what you've been going through over the past few years, Hayden?
It's been very difficult. I've started out my senior year of high school, and around Christmas, I had a seizure, and I went 6 months, and then after that, it just become every month I was going to the hospital, and it's just been very difficult dealing with that. It's been 3 years now, almost four, and it's complicated every day. It's a different thing every single day. I don't know how else to put it.
And it's become a part of your daily life.
Yes, sir. Every single day, different things are happening. Every day, I'll get dizzy and I'll sometimes fall over. Sometimes it's hard staying awake. Sometimes it's hard trying to wake up. And there's no more driving. There's many things that I'm not going to be able to do for this moment. Maybe for a longer time. Who knows? And I think as of now, I'm not going to be able to have surgery. I'm putting my name in, or my doctor is putting my name in for some different surgeries, but those are not approved by the FDA, so they're not really, 100% going to help. So we'll just have to see.
You know, Hayden, most people can't imagine having one seizure, much less several in a single day. Can you walk us through what a typical day looks like for you right now?
A typical day is a lot spending time with my grandparents or my dad if he's not at work that day. I always have to have a ride by somebody. Always scared that I'm going to just end up waking up in the hospital or something now, because that has become a quite normal thing. It's kind of totally different than it was 3-4 years ago. I felt like I had freedom then, and now I feel like I'm not really there anymore.
And that definitely leads to the question of, you're 21 years old, and this is supposed to be a season of starting life, building dreams, making plans. What's been the hardest part emotionally for you as a young adult dealing with something so unpredictable?
Trying to understand how I'm going to be able to live my life as normal as I can. Think about that 24/7. Me and my mom talk about it all the time. I'm always scared that I'm not going to be able to support myself or my family. That's my biggest worry.
And Hayden, on your toughest days, what helps keep you going? Is it family, faith, friends, something internal? What's the anchor for you?
Really doing something and getting out with my dad or my grandfather. We'll do a whole bunch of different types of things. Me and my grandfather will go and do some work downstairs or go and do some work for somebody, and me and my dad are always trying to figure out something new just to do and do for fun. That's all I kind of do during my day. Whenever I'm with my dad or grandfather, we always are just trying to figure something out to get my mind off of everything.
And you've tried many different treatments and approaches. What options are still on the table, and what are the doctors telling you at this point, Hayden?
There are three options. Two are tests that are not approved by the FDA. They go in, and one, they put a virus that can't expand, and it basically won't create more and more and more of it, and it won't eat away at your brain. And it just kind of strengthens that part of your brain to kind of make it a normal thing for that area to have a seizure. And the other one is basically the same thing, except it's not a virus. It's basically the same thing.
And of course, you've probably received a lot of suggestions, different specialists, clinics, and ideas. Has any of that input given you a new hope or pointed you towards something that you want to explore?
I want to try one of these tests and see if that has some hope. But besides those two things, there's nothing else that I really think that I can explore for right now. There's only one other thing, but I'm really not considering it. It's a device that they put inside the area of the brain, and it recognizes that your brain's having a seizure, and it's supposed to stop, but only 18% of people that get it, I think my doctor said, become seizure-free, and that's what I really want.
And that's what hope looks like, is seizure-free?
Yes, sir.
Your courage and what you're showing your state and people beyond has taught a lot of lessons. I'd like to ask you what you would say has taught you the most about strength during this battle.
What's taught me the most is that you've got to think about your brain and how it works. You've got to be able to recognize when you're thinking of bad thoughts, and you just need to be able to realize when your brain's trying to trick you and tell you, like, hey, you're never going to be free again. You're never going to have freedom. You're never going to be able to drive yourself. You're never going to be able to go into the store without anybody. You're never going to be able to do anything without somebody always being right there. And your brain will trick you into thinking that you're never going to be able to have that, but you've just got to keep on thinking and keep on thinking that everything's going to be good. And that's what's helped me a lot.
Hayden, what's something about your story, your journey, that you wish people understood, something that they might not see just by hearing the basics of your story?
I just wish that people understood how much that everything means. I really, really appreciate how much everybody is reaching out and praying for me, and how much everybody is just called or text. It just means a lot.
And I know that there are people listening right now who have been praying for you, who have been supporting and lifting your family up during this time. What would you like to tell those people directly?
Thank y'all, and I love y'all. Y'all are the best people I have in my life right now. I love every moment I'm with them.
Hayden, I want you to know that we're with you here at the Mark White Show. We believe in you and what you're doing, and we're praying for the best, and we're asking everyone listening to offer their best, their prayers, their strength, and their encouragement to you, as you have a lot of life left to live, and there's still hope. And I want to encourage you as you move forward in this fight to keep fighting, and on those dark days, keep finding those positive things to think about, and know that there are people out there in your corner supporting you through this journey.
Thank you. I will try my best to keep thinking of good things and good thoughts. But thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. And if people would like to support financially, I encourage them to go to the GoFundMe. They can go to GoFundMe.com and search Help Hayden Fight for His Future. Hayden is spelled H-A-Y-D-E-N. When we come back, we're going to have Mackenzie Phipps, who was recently a part of this season's The Voice, as she shares about Christmas Snow, a gentle romantic holiday tune reflecting on the warmth and magic found in sharing winter moments with someone special. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. As advertised, I'm welcoming an artist whose voice is capturing hearts across the country. You may know her from this season of The Voice. It's Mackenzie Phipps, and she is introducing a song, Christmas Snow. It's a gentle, romantic tune about slowing down, soaking up the season, and finding magic in simple winter moments with someone special. Mackenzie Phipps, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Better watch out.
Better not cry. Let's talk Christmas. So, Mackenzie, let's talk about Christmas Snow, okay?
Well, Christmas Snow is actually the one and only Christmas song that I have ever written. And, you know, it very much exceeded my expectations because I was like, I am definitely not a Christmas song writer. I don't really sing a ton of Christmas songs unless I'm like doing a holiday show or something like that. But just writing the song with Shane and getting everything put together and getting to go in studio, I felt the instrumentation really brought everything together, and it just kind of gives you a cozy Hallmark vibe for the holiday season.
What inspired this song and the feeling that you wanted people to take away from it?
Well, during the time when we had written this, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for the end of the year. So my PR team and I got together, and we were like, well, what if I just write a Christmas song? So Shane and I kind of just messed with it for a bit, but nothing was ever coming to us. And it was like the day before we were going to studio, I was like, all right, we got to get this done because we leave tomorrow. So he had written like a verse and a chorus, and then I worked on it some, finished the rest of it. And I was like, all right, well, we're going to go in studio and hope for the best. And it turned out really, really great.
When you think about Christmas and the traditions and those memories, what shaped the tone of this song, Mackenzie?
Just cherishing one another and spending time with one another, because that's kind of what the holidays are all about, is getting to visit with your friends and your family and just looking back on everything that has happened during the year and reflection. And that's just kind of where this song came about. Of course, this is a lot more subjected around a couple, but I feel that's something that we all need to appreciate when holidays come, is getting to see one another and spending time with one another, because you just never know what's going to happen in life.
Absolutely. And this song has a peaceful, romantic atmosphere to it. So how did you approach creating the winter evening feel in the music and the lyrics?
Well, I knew going into it that I didn't want to have a per se upbeat, like exciting tone song. Like I want to just kind of be laid back and have it be a song that you can listen to sitting in your house in the evening, drinking some hot cocoa and just getting into the Christmas spirit and just like romantically, because, you know, I love the winter. I think the winter is so beautiful. I think it's so romantic and homey, and it brings back a lot of childhood memories for me, just enjoying the snow out in Virginia, because now that I'm in Tennessee, we really don't get much of that. But that's just kind of the route I wanted to go with it, just so people could relax at home and decompress and just spend time with one another.
Now, you had a pretty exciting season on The Voice. How has that influenced your artistry and the release of music like you're putting out now?
It was just so incredible being a part of The Voice. And, you know, I actually got to meet so many incredible people out there. I had my very first co-write out there, because I've only ever written a song with Shane. And I wanted to kind of just start focusing on myself as an artist before I started like branching out to people that I'm not married to write songs with. So getting to meet everybody out there and just the talent was so unreal. But it was so fun getting to share all of these experiences with them. And it really did shape me a lot more into an artist and really want to just take my career to a different level. It's just a very inspiring and humbling journey.
What's it like to be within the rules of the program? So what's that like for you for those weeks of doing that?
It wasn't too difficult, because, I mean, I was just out there doing the show, and that was what my main focus was on. And then when I had left and they started airing all the episodes, just seeing everybody out there be supportive is really what kept me going. And now that I'm not on the show any longer, I just get to support my friends that are still a part of it. And, you know, I still get to talk to amazing interviewers like yourself about my journey. And it's just been incredible, really, everything that being on the show has brought to me.
Very cool. And let's get back to Christmas. So we're headed toward the Christmas holiday. What's a Christmas moment that stands out to you today? Something that immediately comes to mind, a thought about Christmas?
As far as like what I love just about the holidays?
Maybe a special memory that comes to you. I'll give you one of mine. So I wanted a bicycle really bad. I was probably about 7 or 8 years old. Getting that first bike, that bike for Christmas, I'll never forget going out to the road and falling down trying to ride it. But I was so excited to have my first bike. But it was a special Christmas having, it was a used bike, but it was my bike. And it was something that stands out to me.
Yes, I have a similar story, which was like a key thing. And I even tell it at my shows. One of those key presents for me growing up was a family friend had given me a pink Cinderella boombox kit. And I would put CDs that I found in my mom's car, and I would just put it in the boombox, and I would sing along to it. And that's just kind of what got me comfortable singing, like, with a mic. And I would sing to people and all that. And then as I got older, I started reaching that age of being just shy for no apparent reason. But that was definitely a key memory that I remember for Christmas. And it was so cute. I never know what happened to it, but it's somewhere.
Well, that bike is somewhere, pieces of it somewhere, but we enjoyed it when we had it.
Yes.
And as you know, this season can be joyful for some and really heavy for others. What message would you share with people who might be struggling to find the Christmas spirit this year, Mackenzie?
You know, I had fallen into that last year, and I don't even know why. It was just one of those years where I just wasn't feeling very holly or jolly. But I just think that if you are struggling and you feel alone, just to know that you're not, and to just look towards your friends, look towards your family, coworkers, anybody out there that you feel close to, and let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm struggling and I could just really use some support or guidance, and just reach out to people. It's okay to tell people that you're not okay, and not everybody's going to be okay all the time. So you just got to take it one day at a time.
What's next for you after the holidays, and where can listeners go to keep up with your music, Mackenzie?
Yes, I'm so excited for some new releases that I have going on the beginning of 2026. and everybody can stay updated on what I do have going on when it comes out to the public on my social medias. I'm available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's where I'm at on social medias, as well as my website, mckinseyfitz.com. And they can check out all of my music on there, merch items I have, where I'm going to be playing at. That way our paths can meet again.
Mackenzie Phipps, thank you for sharing the heart behind Christmas Snow and helping us step into the spirit of the season as we move forward toward Christmas. Of course, your song is a reminder that Christmas isn't about rushing, buying, or hurrying. It's about slowing down, cherishing the people we love, and finding warmth in those quiet moments. So thank you again, Mackenzie Phipps, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Well, thank you for always taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, folks. Go to mckenziephipps.com, spelled out mckenziephipps.com, and stream Christmas Snow wherever you enjoy your music. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi. When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.